I think it's important for us to understand where this entire war came from. It did not come from Bashar al-Assad. It came from Washington. There was a decision in 2011 to overthrow Assad. Actually, that came from Jerusalem. This has been a desire of the Israeli government that stretches back more than 25 years. Netanyahu's idea is make the Middle East in Israel's image. Overthrow every government that opposes Israel.
What is the grand strategy of the United States of America in Syria? And how do you see the game played right now by Trump administration?
Yeah, thank you very much. I think it's important for us to understand where this entire war came from. It did not come from Bashar al-Assad. It came from Washington. There was a decision in 2011 to overthrow Assad. Actually, that came from Jerusalem. This has been a desire of the Israeli government that stretches back more than 25 years. Netanyahu's idea is make the Middle East in Israel's image. Overthrow every government that opposes Israel. He's had a friend in that, and that is the CIA and the United States government. So this war in Syria did not come from Assad's repression. It did not come from Assad's dictatorship. This war came from a presidential order by Obama to overthrow Assad, starting in the spring of 2011. We have a name for this program. It was Operation Timber Sycamore. The United States, together with other countries in this region, trained fighters, especially jihadists, including the ones that just took power, to overthrow the regime. This created chaos. 600,000 dead in Syria in a war that has gone on for 14 years. The outcome of this war is what the CIA wanted back in 2011, which is that a jihad group would take power in Syria after being armed by the United States. The reason I want to be clear about this is that we will not have peace in this region until we have public diplomacy that is based on real diplomacy, not on CIA operations. And we will not have peace until Israel stops its militarization of the entire Middle East. Because the Syrian war is just one of six wars that Israel has promoted, including in Lebanon, Iraq, Syria, Libya, Somalia, and Sudan. We had the list, actually, from Wesley Clark back in 2001 when he was handed a paper in the Pentagon that the goal was seven wars in 5 years. The only war that hasn't taken place yet, to Netanyahu's great consternation, is the U.S. war with Iran, which Israel is still trying to instigate to this very day. So the Syrian war is part of a regional tragedy. We have tragedy in Gaza, the West Bank, Lebanon, Syria, Iraq, Sudan, South Sudan, and Libya that I put at the hands of the United States government and its ally Israel, because none of these wars had to happen. These were all wars of choice. They were all wars that came from the idea of regime change operations, that the United States would determine which regimes operate in which countries. We'll never have peace in this region if outside imperial powers like the United States are dictating the terms to this region. The only way to have peace in this region is if this region is determining its own future, not outside powers. And Israel could never do these wars on its own. These are American wars. America provides the financing, it provides the military backup, it provides the naval support, it provides the intelligence operations, it provides the munitions. Israel couldn't fight for one day without the United States backing. Israel could not be committing a genocide in Gaza without the United States' full operational complicity. I don't mean political complicity, I mean direct, daily operational complicity. This has to end. This region has been divided for 100 years, first by the British Empire and then by the American Empire. And this is going on until today. We have a genocide going on right next door. Till today, till this morning, people being wantonly killed, brazenly killed, because the United States is providing the means for this. So this is what's happening in Syria. Is the U.S. on the fence? Hardly. It's the major actor. I know, by the way, I know firsthand that in 2012, U.N. Secretary General Ban Ki-moon appointed former Secretary General Kofi Annan as special envoy to reach a peace in Syria. I loved Kofi Annan. I loved Ban Ki-moon. I worked for both of them. Kofi Annan arranged a peace in 2012. He arranged a peace in Syria. You know why it didn't happen? Because all the parties agreed to peace except one, literally one. That was the United States of America. The United States of America said there will be no peace unless Bashar al-Assad goes the first day. The other parties said, no, no, you can't just determine that. Maybe there'll be a process, maybe there'll be elections agreed, maybe there'll be a two-year process, a three-year process. The United States said, no, Assad must go the first day of any agreement or we block it. And so Kofi Annan stepped down from his position after having negotiated a peace arrangement, and we have had 500,000 people dead since then. We should not allow this kind of criminality to be normal. This region has been at war nonstop for 30 years. Actually, I would say for at least 57 years since the Six-Day War, because there has been no honest accounting of international law, no honest diplomacy. It's been militarization all the way through. And we could have peace immediately in this region. All that is required, in my view, is the United States change its veto of Palestine as the 194th UN member state, because on that basis, all the region would normalize relations and the wars all across this region would stop. But Israel has had control over U.S. policy. And it says no, it wants greater Israel. It wants Israel in Syria, it wants Israel in Lebanon, it wants Israel in the West Bank, it wants Israel in East Jerusalem, it wants Israel in Gaza. And until that stops, we're not going to have peace. So is the U.S. on the fence? Of course not. It's the major protagonist of this whole war and has been for the last 14 years.